Well, hello, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. You know, everybody knows that stress is a cause of dysfunction in our lives, right? It causes everything from heart attacks to brain fog to lack of energy, lack of ability to really have a joyful, happy life. I mean, stress causes a bunch of stuff. We already know that, right? So why do we keep going down the path of negative stress? What if there's a way to use stress? What if there's a way that you can use it to really create a balanced, healthy, vibrational, a high vibrational, energetic, joyful life? How interesting would that be? Well, today, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about the other side of stress. Let's talk about how you can use it to really form a life of your greatest dreams. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about a whole bunch more with my guest as soon as we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little known truths about annuities in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. And order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at couragetochange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm calling this show The Courage to Upend Stress. And I have with me today my guest, Dr. Alvar Kozvik. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. So happy to be here.
That's so great to have you. So let me give you a little introduction to my audience, as some of those people that might not know you yet. Dr. Alvar runs a Silicon Valley tech investment bank by day and a wisdom school by night. Don't you love that? Known for his successes pioneering brain scan devices at Yale and his deal making on Wall Street, he is focused on helping people living a wise life. He's bringing wisdom back into health, into vitality, into the workplace. He's decided to put his money where his mouth is, walk his talk, and bring together trusted thought leaders on wisdom and life success. And now he and other doctors and elders are out to upend stress by teaching others practical wisdom skills. You know how much I love that? My teacher said, wisdom is the greatest cleanser, right?
I like that.
You like that? Yeah. So how'd you get involved? I mean, you're going from tech into wisdom. What happened? What's that shift? What took you on that journey, doctor?
Look, I got lucky to be here in the States, be in America. I'm originally Bosnian. I came here as a foreign exchange student and you know, stayed for college. And then the war broke out back home in Bosnia in the 90s. I like my whole world imploded. And I just focused on just kind of making life work, right? Just going forward and making things work, and lots of schooling and lots of jobs and projects and such. And I left kind of a good part of me behind in that whole process. And not like the typical American dream story, chasing money and success and all of that. That's not really me necessarily. But what I did leave behind is kind of a community that would be there to advise on life changes, right? On rites of passage, on getting married, on having kids, on you know, pursuing jobs. And this whole time, there was a sense that like something was missing. And what was missing was that advice, right? That somebody says, well, son, here's the right thing to do, right? Yeah, right now, I know you're thinking, you know, the best option for you is X, but if you really sit and think about it, the wise thing to do is Y. go in a different direction. So I surrounded myself and have been blessed over the last 30 years to meet a number of, I call them teachers, but they're, you know, coaches or friends or practitioners, or, you know, they are teachers where they teach classes. And out of this big group of people, I selected a set that really made a tremendous impact in my life. And the impact is to bring my life back into balance. Back into balance so that I can balance in a good way, in a daily way, right? Not with, through willpower, but balance, you know, my family, my health, balance the wallet, right? Balance the career, balance the work, and kind of all of these pieces, how to put them together. Now, I can't tell you I'm on track all the time, but I've learned over the years is to tell when I'm off track and then find ways to get back on track. And on track just means being kind of in balance to where you get this sense that life is working, right? That not everybody, not at all times, everywhere else. I have four kids, right? So that's hard to pull off. But in general, life is working and it's moving in the right direction. Whether you go up and down in businesses, right? I've been in startups that have struggled. You know, I've been through, you know, a divorce. I've been through different things in life. I'm not talking about just having a happy-go-lucky life. I'm talking about living the regular life of a regular person, and a career and a family, and then on the whole, how you keep that balanced. And what I learned from these teachers, I wanted to pass on to my own children, to my friends first, and then to the broader community.
Well, you're talking about consciousness. You're talking about bringing consciousness to all areas of our lives, and maybe even using our businesses as a way to evolve, to grow, to develop wisdom in our lives. You talk about living wisdom. What's living wisdom to you?
Sure. So oftentimes when you talk about wisdom, people connect it very quickly to philosophy, right? And ancient wisdom and these unpronounceable Greek names and Roman names. All of that's fine, right? Many of us have spent time really trying to dig in and figure out which God was cousin to what other God and what was, you know, how this came about. Or you know, you take a deep dive into the Bible or the Torah or the Quran or or Bhagavad Gita or, you know, any of the, you know, traditions and religions, and you wade through a lot of interesting things, and that's fun as kind of a mental exercise, if you will, as a philosophical exercise. But I wasn't really interested in that. I was only interested in, this is all great, but how do I make it live in my daily life? I have four kids, right? I have a job. I have a wife. I have a mom who is, you know, not well. In-laws who needed support. How do I bridge from this highfalutin, if you will, and I say that with respect, but from this highfalutin philosophy and ancient teachings, how do I make them live today in my actual daily life today, right now, with these elections, with these problems, with these Ukraine wars, with, you know, these mortgages, these interest rates, this inflation, whatever is happening in my life today, with the understanding that you know, it's a good universe and I'm entitled to a good life. You may go up and down, but I can find contentment in my life. And then what are the skills that I need to have wisdom live in my life and in the lives of people around me?
Well, I love that. And, you know, I know you don't have a book, so I'm going to talk about one little piece here real quick. So my book is called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. Now, I wrote that book because of what you're talking about. I believe we don't need philosophy. We need practical wisdom in our lives every single day. And we don't need inspiration just a little bit. We need inspiration constantly. I don't know about you, but I do, because it's easy to get off track and it's easy to get away from those, get away from calmness and peace and harmony in love in my life. So I share that with you because I think this is the path we're talking about. It's daily. You know, it's applying it in your practical life daily. So how do you do that? How do you apply the philosophies that you've learned in your life daily to have more joy and happiness in your life?
Sure. So the first thing for me is to just get a core set of I call them wisdom skills, right? But the core set of concepts around the basics. Now, here's the tricky part. We all know the meaning of these virtues, of these words. And it's easy to dismiss, right? And say, of course, I know about empathy. I know about courage. I know about balance. Of course, these are regular English language words I hear on TV. My kids talk about it. Of course, I know them. But the question is, do you really have skill in these various concepts? So I always compare to, you know, Serena Williams in tennis. You wake her up 4 o'clock in the morning. She's going to win the game because she just has the skill, right? Or Warren Buffett, right? By the time you and I wake up and we have our morning coffee, we do our meditation, he's made $1 billion, right? Because the guy just has skill. Yeah. And what I'm about is, how do we get as many people as possible to have skill, real skill in forgiveness, in patience, in empathy, in compassion? And the first part of that is kind of knowing the difference between these things, what do they really mean? And then how do you actually practice them, right? It's easy to talk about forgiveness, and you and I could just have a drink and spend a whole dinner talking about forgiveness, this author said this and that author said this and all this. But then, you know, the waiter comes and spills the water or spills our glass of wine, and we're like, hey, man, what are you doing, right? So in that instant, we just forgot about, you know, that skill of forgiveness. Or on the way home, we're calling, you know, a friend or somebody like that. We get an email from some long-lost relative whom we haven't forgiven, right? Or we lose sleep that night because something reminded us about something that we did and we haven't been forgiven by somebody else. So the question is between the difference between what is the concept of forgiveness and then what's the skill? How do you actually put it, right? What does it mean to forgive, right? Do you call the person and just say, I'm sorry, right? That may actually backfire, right? Do you start to establish a relationship with the person? How do you play? Do you play it cool, right? And you want to build a little rapport and then you say, you know, please forgive me. Should you even say, please forgive me, right? Should you say, I forgive you? There are other instances where if you tell somebody, I forgive you, they'll get mad. They'll say, what do you mean you forgive me? There's nothing to forgive me about. So there's skill to be developed around the little concept of forgiveness that we all think we know. And then it goes down the line, right? Courage is the same thing. What does the courage mean? Your show is about courage. Where does that courage come from? Is it the courage to like run on the highway and cross 8 lanes of traffic? I mean, not on 405. You can do that any time of day, right? down in LA. But you know, on a real highway, is this courage or is this stupidity? And is it courage to tell off your boss, or is it silliness? Is it courage to, you know, speak back to your wife in a way that's disrespectful, or speak back to your children in a way that your words are teaching them a lesson, but your behavior is teaching them the opposite lesson, yeah, right? So what courage really mean, and what's the source of it, and where do you go for it? So these are the kinds of things that I do, is ask these questions, and then really in a community of people, right? It's the best learning. It's not book learning. It's about being in a community of people from all walks of life. And it really helps if in that community you have people who have some real wisdom, right? Teachers who have been around the block and have spent real time thinking about what does it mean to have courage? What does it mean to have patience?
Listen, I gotta take a break. But when we talk, when we come back, I want to talk about the organization that you've put together called Upend. And, you know, on how people can not just listen to the show, but really get involved. And I love what you said about courage, because, you know, courage is, you know, it comes from a Latin word, cur, which means to speak one's truth.
That's right.
Actually, speak one's heart.
Well, speak one's heart. That's right.
Heart. Yeah. And courage is a force. It's an energy. It's a power that all of us have. But like the doctor just said, a lot of us have undeveloped courage and we don't really know what that really means. So anyway, we'll be discussing that and a whole bunch more when we get right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Everybody wants a whiter smile because having white teeth projects confidence and attractiveness. Power Swabs is as easy as snap, swab, and smile. You'll notice 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days.
The thing I love about Power Swabs is the convenience. Break it open, just rub it on your teeth, and you're done.
So I noticed I have a lot more stains on the sides. So with the Power Swab, I was able to go in there and it really did work.
Just snap the stain out swab to remove stains from natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Then snap the whitening swab to whiten your teeth 6 shades in 7 days. With Power Swabs, there's no messy strips, trays, or lights.
Having shades lighter on my teeth in such a short period of time, it almost feels like cheating.
Try Power Swabs today and get 50% off your order. Plus, get a free quick stick pen and free shipping. Visit powerswabs.com or call the number on your screen.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at The Limitless Experience.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Having some fun technical stuff today. Not sure why, but it's always fun, you know. That's what happens when you do things live here. All right, so I'm talking to Dr. Elver Kosbeck. He's a brilliant man who started this organization called UpEnd. Doctor, why did you form UpEnd?
I wanted a place where people can spend time and talk about these things in a way that that invites people to be open and honest, in a way that's also productive, right? It's not just a discussion group. I wanted to have a place where where we could bring teachers together, right? I brought my own, and then my teachers brought some of their teachers and some of their colleagues and our members, right? People who are kind of part of the community, bring ideas and thoughts. So it's really a place, it's a community to engage in this meaningful conversation, right? Not a heavy conversation, but a meaningful conversation about what does it mean to have wisdom in my life? And we use wisdom as really kind of a roll-up word. What we really mean in is what does it mean to have courage in my life? What does it mean to have patience in my life? What does it mean to have empathy in my life? How do I live with reciprocity in my communities? How do I find the right balance between the things that I'm doing? So we use wisdom as kind of the wrapper word for that, but it's very practical. And then kind of part one is the community and the lots of events that we put on where people get, you know, come with questions or come to hear a teacher or a guest speak. And then we have actual classes. There's a little bit of reluctance from people to kind of engage in learning, right? In today's age and economy, everybody thinks they're so very smart. And then we see that, you know, we're smart, but they're not smart. And it was a little bit of a taboo, like, why would you put a school together? Well, we put a school together because, frankly, it's been a while since we've had, you know, in some cases, you can say hundreds of years since we got away from the concept of whole body wisdom, right? Kind of a whole and complete. If you look at the indigenous people, for example, or the ancient people, they consider the mind just one part of the human experience. Heart is another big part of the human experience, right? Our body is another big part of the human experience, right? Our spirituality is another big part of the human experience. And that's just us. And then you put every one individual who is well-balanced in their areas of life together in a hoop of life with other people, but with also with the four-legged brothers and sisters that we have, and with the ocean and with the earth, and with kind of our entire environment. And we've lost the capacity to be good stewards of our bodies, to be good stewards of our hearts, right? How many of us are walking around with pain that we don't even know how to articulate? And then we worry why we have stress in life. Well, maybe it's not a stress management technique that you need to do. Maybe it's to get in touch with your heart, and or maybe it's to get in touch with your spirit, or maybe it's to get in touch with your body, whatever it is for you. Or maybe it's just to build a community. Maybe the best stress reduction for you is to just have a community. I mean, just remember the time you go out with a buddy and you have a beer and you just kind of complain about this and that and the other, and you come back. I mean, it's better than any therapy session you could possibly do, right? And other times you may need more. And that's what we built Upend together with the teachers, kind of as that place where you can come and hang out, check in and check out as you will, right? It's easy going. And then if you see like, okay, this is something I like, I'd like to learn more. Okay, then let's take a class. If you really are serious about learning, okay, let's learn.
Yeah, you know, I think you made a really good point. It's not about getting more knowledge, or let's just call it information. It's not about getting more information. Information right now is doubling every 12 hours on the planet, is the latest estimate. So,
right.
You know, you can't keep up with all the information. But here's what I've learned is that if you don't have realized wisdom, that's what Doctor is talking about, realized wisdom, that you're realizing this for yourself and being able to then tap into your own intuitive abilities, which connect us with everybody and everything. When you can start to do that, you can start to navigate all this information that has been poured into you, and you can start letting go of some of the socialization that maybe you've had that's keeping you stuck, keeping you in place, and start to have more freedom and joy in your life. That's really what we're talking about here. And it's not just your freedom and joy. You know, we started with the me generation the last decade, where it's all about me.com. Today, it's all about we.com, and that's what we're moving into. You know, we're connected to the galaxies, to the stars, the neuroscientists, the quantum physicists have showed us we're all connected, okay? So it's not about just thinking about, oh, you know, this, I don't really need more wisdom. Yes, you do. We all do, right? We all do. We need realized wisdom, and that's how we're going to be able to, honestly, make a change this planet, make a difference in all of our lives, and up level ourselves. So I really appreciate what you're saying here, Doctor. All right, let's, you know, one of the things I said that we were going to be talking about was a little about stress. So let's, how do we upend stress? How do we upend stress in our life?
Look, the first part to upend stress is to figure out where is it actually coming from. And it's not obvious, right? We think, oh, it's my job. It's my job that's stressing me out. Okay, maybe your job, right? Or it's my spouse, or it's my kids, or it's my financial situation. That may be true. But the invitation for me is take some time of being aware of where the stress actually come from, right? How much of it you're generating yourself? And how much of it is coming to you from the outside? And our bodies confuse us a lot of times. And what's important, you talked about consciousness and awareness in the beginning, is to start kind of step one is pause, right? I have this little thing I call make a pact, right, for your well-being. And P is for pause, and A is for ask, and C is for choose, and T is for tackle, pact. Make a pact with yourself. And this pause piece is the critical piece, which is to just notice what's happening around me without judgment, without saying, well, I know exactly what it is. Because what I've, you know, as we work with people at Upend, time and time again, people come in and say, I'm really stressed at work and I'm, you know, this is the problem and that's the problem. When they find out, when they spend a little time, they say, you know, it's really not work. It's that I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing in this life, right? So maybe it's a more of a philosophical question. For other people, they think, oh, you know, I'm just in a bad relationship and that's what's hurting everything. But when you really dig into it, it's they're not taking care of their body. And they're just like mistreating their body. And yeah, the relationship is a problem. But the thing that actually gives them more stress is just not having balance around, I don't know, food and exercise and everything else. So we're quick to confuse and fool ourselves. So the first step in kind of a de-stressing process is to pause and just notice what's coming in and try to draw some lines and say, okay, what happened today? What happened this morning? I was really stressed coming out of the house. Right, or I just walked out of this client meeting and this was really stressful. Or I just had this fight with my kids. What actually happened here? So pause. Right. The second one is ask. Right. Ask, what are the options that are available to me here? Right. What my kid came in and, you know, threw his shoes on the floor and you know, now I yelled. But is that the only option? Right. Is that my son this morning took his shoes and dumped the sand from his shoes, you know, in the hallway. So my first reaction is like, what are you doing? This is crazy. He's 11, right? He doesn't know how to. But you know, the ask part is, what are my options here? Ask myself, what are my options? So my options were to stay quiet, not say anything. My option was to yell at him like I did. My option was to ask him a question like, is this the best place to dump the sand out of your shoes? Right? My option was to make something funny, right? To say something funny. I was like, oh yeah, I didn't know we were trying to build a sand pit in the house. Right? My option was humor. I just chose not to do it. So that's the A of PACT. The C of PACT is choose, right? You must actually choose one course of action. You must actually choose it, right? And not just sit there and think, analysis paralysis. And then the last part is tackle. Like whatever that you choose, now go through with it and stay with it, right? And tackle. If it's exercise, it's exercise. If it's something at work, it's something at work. If it's not being so reactive to your family, then you know, cover your mouth like this. Just don't say anything. Right? If the kids are going to do something that's going to annoy you, you know, and you know you're going to blurt something back, just don't do it. Cover your mouth. Right? Do whatever it takes so that you get into action. And why is this tackle piece important really quickly? This is what rewires our brains. This is what neuroscience teaches us. Philosophy doesn't rewire our brains, or not as much, right? It's insight. Right? Insight is okay. It's good. But what really rewires our brains, and frankly, how does our knowledge get passed to the next generation? Because it's embedded in our DNA, right? What is the process to embed something into our DNA or to embed something into our memory, right? Or to embed something into new neural pathways? The process to actually do it, it's the action piece. It's not just sitting in insights. It's actually get out in the world and do it. And then you see the response. That's how the brain learns. So the kid does dumping of the shoes. I yell at him. He yells back at me. Okay, that's path one. My brain remembers that and says, okay, that didn't work. Path two, my kid dumps the sand from his shoes in the hallway, and I make a crack and say, oh, I didn't know we're building a sandbox. He cracks back and says, I'm sorry, Dad, we're not building a sandbox. Whatever. My brain now learns a different way. So what does it mean? So the next time my other kid is dumping sand, you know, in the hallway, I don't have to think. I don't have to use willpower. I don't need reminders. I don't need a breath. I don't need any of that stuff because the neural pathways are built in my brain that already say, If you react like this, you'll get this response. And if you react like this, you'll get something positive and helpful. And guess what? That other response will reduce stress automatically. So instead of having a little fight that we did this morning, we could have had a really funny thing. And instead of going negative into stress, we could have gone positive into light heart and humor and like that.
As a simple example. Well, okay, listen, I got to take a break. But, you know, since you touched on the brain, what I want to do is when we get back from the break, I want to talk to you about what can we do to keep that brain healthy, vital. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're having a great discussion today. We're talking about how to realize wisdom in your life. And we're talking to Dr. Elver Cosbick. And he's got some brilliant, brilliant thoughts here today. So I hope you're not only tuning in yourself, I hope you'll go and pass this on to your family and friends so that they can also up-level their lives. All right. So wisdom, distress, all that, you know, that we've been talking about today. When people are in a place where they're not receptive, they're just not receptive to hearing what we're saying. How do you open up their minds and their hearts, or what do you share with them to help them go, you know what, I need to open up, right? How does that happen, Doctor?
I mean, look, it's first connection with people. You first have to connect, right? Yeah. You know, look at these last, elections that we had, and so much divisiveness in the country. And it's easy to get in your bubble, and it's easy to go into broadcast mode. But the one thing that's really helpful is to just connect with that other person first as a human-to-human connection. And that may be, you know, through a joke, or it may be through, you know, a comment about a sports team. It may be about just asking somebody like, man, you look like you're having a rough day today, right? Or just a comment on the weather, but a human connection first, rather than two talking, you know, machines talking at each other. Both have speakers, neither has microphones, like that. So start with the human connection. And this is where the brain is useless for this. Everything we have in our brain, all of our logic, all of our philosophy, all of our studies, all of everything else is absolutely useless to this comment. Because people connect heart to heart first, right? Somebody needs to know that you care about them as a human being, and then you can have a conversation. But you first have to have established that simple heart to heart connection, and it's a simple giving exercise. What can I give to this person? Maybe it's a compliment. Maybe it's an acknowledgement. Maybe it's a little empathy that I realize that, you know, they're carrying something or whatever. They're walking around in a day when it's raining. But the human-to-human connection first, heart-to-heart connection, is what builds the bridge. And then we can maybe, after the connection is built, we can start talking. But if we go from brain to mouth and out, you know, we got nothing. We got what we have.
Well, I would even suggest that we give first, okay? We give our presence. We give that connection, us. We become fully present for that person. Mm-hmm. Right. And then feel, you know, and then talk with their heart, you know, share them something about yourself, build rapport. Because if we're not present, and nothing's happening. Right.
That's right. And back to the pact, right. The pause and ask. In that pausing, it's really important to notice, where is this person? Maybe it's somebody you know really well. Maybe it's your husband or your wife. Right. Yeah. Where are they in this moment right now? What, you know, be like you say, it takes presence to just be with that person with how they are in this moment, right? It's, you know, the old saying, do unto others as they would have as you would have them do unto you. The actual saying ought to be, do unto others as they would have you do unto them. So I'm not coming to you and telling you here's where you're wrong, and here's what you need, and here's what your problem is, and here's, you know, where your solution is. I'm just coming to you and saying, hey, Cam, man, how's it going? What's going on? How are you doing? How are things? Right? And that creates that opening. But I come with the presence to listen. Right? One of our teachers, Betty Sproul, always says, speak into the listening that's already there. So people already, when you, as you find them, you know, at home or in the street or at work, they already have a particular listening. And if you're not speaking into that listening, if you're not present to their current experience right now, very small chance you're going to have to connect with them. But you're exactly right.
Yeah, and you know that listening is a mastery, is a skill that takes years to master. At least it did me. But you know, it's I like you said that because it reminds me of an experience I've just recently had with somebody where I was able to listen to them for almost 2 hours. Mm-hmm. First, I asked them to be open and receptive to an idea. They weren't at all, zero. But after I listened for about 2 hours, all of a sudden they got that I cared. That I was really there for them, that they were really important to me, that I loved them dearly. And then they were open and receptive mm-hmm. to the idea and embraced it, as a matter of fact. So it's a powerful tool that we can start to use, but it does take mastery. And, you know, and I believe with Upend there, upend.com, we'll put that on the screen in just a second, but Upend has the some of the authors and the speakers and the trainers. He's got professors up there. He's got indigenous people up there that are, you know, he's got the East and the West coming together to, you know, so we got logic, we got heart, we got it all together so that you can really embrace that part, those parts within you and be able to grow and evolve and become the best version of yourself. Hope I did a good job of telling them about that.
You said a key word here that you can embrace all of these elements within you. And that's really our come from, right? Yeah. We're not here to fix people. We think people already have everything they need, right? The way they were born, whether you're atheist or agnostic or religious, yeah. whether the universe breathed life into you or God breathed life into you, you're kind of whole and complete as you show up. And it's just a matter of remembering, right? We've all been conditioned. In this competitive society, we've all been conditioned in with TV. Now our kids are conditioned with Twitters and TikToks and this and that and the other, conditioned to not have patience, to not listen, conditioned to spout opinions. And it's just about refreshing and relearning some of these skills that we used to know. And the benefit is tremendous. It literally changes your life. It transforms your life. We're not talking about some philosophical concept here. We're talking about the quality of your actual daily life. And how you can change it by learning some of these skills.
Well, you know, the acorn, we've all seen an acorn, and the acorn has everything in it, all the DNA it needs to become an oak tree.
That's it.
And what Dr. Kosvick is saying is that you also have everything you need inside of you to become that oak tree in your own life. What we need, though, is teachers and wise, realized masters, I'll call them, or sages, that can help you remember what's within your own soul, what's already there. Sometimes we have disempowering beliefs. We have that there's like a rust that I call it, like a rust over the soul, disempowering beliefs, disempowering socialization, traumas, dramas, guilt, shame, remorse, a lot of stuff that can block you from remembering that brilliance that's within your own heart. So I always call it a university, upend.com, is a place where you can go and you can start to remember those aspects of yourself. So, you know, if, for instance, doctor, if somebody's living in scarcity, okay, they're worried, they're fearful about their, you know, the economy's collapsing, their job might be gone, their health might go away. How does upend.com help people with that, those kind of situations?
I mean, look, today's economic times are scary. There's no question. And we don't take that lightly. And again, we go away from philosophy and down to practical skills. And the practical antidote to scarcity is abundance, right? What does it mean to have an abundant view of the world? And it goes back to looking inside yourself and saying, boy, I know I was born with some gift. What is that gift? And that gift may not be obvious. Right? Maybe you even ended up in a career that's the wrong career. And your actual gift is to do something maybe different or something on the side, right? Like I run by day, I run an investment bank. I'm really good, right? On Wall Street. I'm in New York City all the time, in Silicon Valley all the time. But a separate part of my life where people come to me which is why I started Upend, right? And say, hey, I'm struggling with this issue. And they come for advice. And I say, well, okay, maybe I can help with this, but I can point you to the person who can help you work through this, whatever issue, challenge it is with your, you know, career spouse like that. So oftentimes the best source of advice is actually a community of people talking to each other. And with COVID now and with Zoom and with everything else, we've destroyed this loose community that we've had. We've pulled it apart even more. So in an abundant mindset is to say, I have plenty of skills. I have plenty of values in me. I'm not talking about law degrees or medical school degrees. I'm just talking about, what am I good at? I'm good at organizing things. I'm good at listening to people. I'm good at, you know, organizing people, right? I'm good at, you know, managing money. I'm good at detail. I'm good at creativity. Whatever it is, going back, the abundance is about recognizing that it's an abundant world out there, and you come with a gift. And you know, I don't say this in kind of a spiritual foo-foo-la-la way, right? I talk about it in a real, very practical way. I've employed hundreds and hundreds of people in my life and worked with thousands of others, clients in all kinds of positions. And oftentimes, what people think their biggest strength is not, right? Their biggest strength is that they're a good guy, right? Everybody likes them. Or their biggest strength is that, you know, she's a brilliant woman. She just, when there's a hard problem, eight of us are cracking our heads and she figures it out every time, right? That has nothing to do with the degree. It has to do with what you're naturally good at. So one thing to do around the scarcity mindset is to take this opportunity to go in and say, okay, what value can I create? Not so make money, but what value can I create for my community? And who is my community? It's my friends and family and my clients. What can I give out into the community? Because I'm abundant in this skill. And then guess what? The cosmic principle of reciprocity will bring it right back to you.
Yeah. Well, I like to say this. You know, if you want to make more money, go be of more service to more people. And I think that's what we're talking about right here. It's stepping up. But I love what you said about, you know, so much in our society, we focus on building our weaknesses. And what Dr. Kosvick is talking about is find your strength and build on that and go do it. You know, people, of course, get hung up. The mind says, oh, my gosh, you know, I love painting. I love inspiring people with my beautiful artwork. And then the mind kicks in and says, you'll never make any money with being an artist, right? So that mindset is a mindset of scarcity. And we're talking about a mindset of health and vitality. And, you know, I kind of started the segment. I said the last segment, we're going to talk about the brain. But we really are talking about the brain and the fact of keeping the brain healthy by focusing it on what you love to do, your strengths, your passion, your joy, your happiness. That will help keep your brain healthy. What say you, doctor?
I couldn't agree more. The other thing that'll keep your brain healthy is to give it a break. We've been conditioned in the Western society, in the Western civilization, Western culture for the last 200 or 300 years is that brain is the go-to place for every problem. And it's not. It's the worst tool for a lot of problems. Any one of you who's married, anyone who has kids will know brain is a bad place to go when you have, you know, a relationship issue. So the way to give your brain a break, frankly, is to remember and to spend real time being in touch with your heart. And you can say, again, I love this term, foo-foo-la-la, right? You can go and be lovey-dovey and all this. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what are the ways to kind of, when something shows up in your life, you ask yourself, who do I need to bring out right now from me? Do I need to bring out the warrior? Do I need to bring out the lover? Do I need to bring out the mystic in me? Or do I need to bring out the light heart? And guess what? If you bring the wrong part of you at the wrong time, if your wife is complaining about something that, you know, happened at work and you crack a joke, that may be the worst possible thing to do. Or coming up with a solution, she's complaining about an issue at work and you're coming up with a solution, that may be another worst possible thing to do. You're misusing the brain. Maybe the right thing to do is just to use your heart here and just hear this person out, whatever it is that's going on. And guess what? Trust them and love them and know them enough that you know and you hold them such that they will solve whatever issue is going on. And all you are is just kind of a container and a support. And like you said, maybe the smartest thing you can say is nothing for about 2 hours.
Isn't that the truth? Wow. All right. You know, one of the things that I know that I do to reconnect is I leave the environment that I'm in and maybe I go out into nature. Or maybe I go for a walk, or a swim or a bike, but it's about reconnecting with me. And I love what you just said. You know, that piece where we've developed, a lot of us have developed a reactive mindset. So somebody says something and you react, or you're a mismatcher. Somebody says black and you say white. Somebody says go to the store, you say I'm going to the TV. Somebody says you're really a great guy, you said I'm not that great a guy, right? We're reactive mindset, as opposed to a mindset which the doctor's talking about is a mindset that pauses. You teach yourself to pause first before you speak. What happens then is you start to reconnect with yourself before you start to react to anything. And a lot of times what we go to is silence, just as doctor just said, silence. Well, in your opinion, doctor, why is it important to spend time in nature?
The Japanese call it, you know, forest bathing. And they've done studies, and you see every once in a while, you'll see studies, you know, they'll put 50 sensors on, you know, 20 random people and track them through the day, right? They're checking their blood pressure and pulse rate and all of these different things, oxygenation, all of this. And then they send them to the forest. And it's been proven time and time again that the forest, from a scientific perspective, calms our body down. Our sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system get in balance, right? Our breathing changes the cycle of our breathing, the form of our breathing. We don't breathe from our lungs. We breathe down in our bellies, right? Our stress hormones go down, right? Cortisol and everything else that, you know, that we have, the adrenaline, they go down, right? Serotonin and oxytocin go up. And this is just for being in nature and doing nothing. Now, of course, this makes sense. We talk about nature as if it's some other thing that we go to. I mean, this is where we came from. We created these cities just in the last few hundred years, right? A few thousand years, which is a drop in a bucket of humanity. So somehow we pretend that Twitter and Facebook and Fox or whatever, CNN, is our life. And it is. And it provides a lot of good food for the brain. But it doesn't provide any good food for the heart or for the physical body, right? For our senses, for our touch. It certainly doesn't provide any food for our souls. So I couldn't agree with you more. Building into your daily practice time in nature is absolutely critical. Even if it's just going to the park, even if it's just sitting in your backyard or just going down the street to the first tree you can find to spend just a little bit of time there, real magic happens that you can describe either spiritually or biologically. But no matter which way you describe it, the effect is very clear. It makes you a better person, period. And it makes you enjoy your life better, period. End of story.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. Well, we're out of time. Dr. Elver Kosvik, thank you for being here, man. That was an awesome interview. I really appreciate this. So thank you so much. And I hope you'll join me again sometime.
Thank you very much for your excellent questions and for your comments. And I'm thrilled that to find a brother at heart here, that you're thinking about these things and you're putting the word out. And that's what we need, is we need more and more people to be engaged in the conversation. It will make all of our lives better. Thank you so much for your good work.
Thank you so much, doctor. And please wait in the green room. I'll be right with you. All righty. All of you that are listening today, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been another amazing experience where we're bringing the wisdom teachers to you to help you change your thinking, change your life, and really spread the word. You know, there's a new word floating around. It's called consciousness, and it's called oneness, right? There's oneness that we are all connected, and that's really rebirthing this new way of thinking in the world. I'm so glad you're part of it. So from my heart to yours, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Thank you.